Dr. Halvard and I did get an inkling note on Anna Parilla. Anna, A-N-A, last name, P-A-R-I-L-L-A. Birthday 11-22-63, vacation 8-28-23. Patient presents the history of a complaint of dizziness and with activity for the past 2 weeks. States she almost fell 2 times. Also reports a needle in her heart. I've been seen here before with similar symptoms. Was referred to cardiologist for evaluation, but was unable to have evaluation because of cost of procedure. Was unable to afford. Seen here a few weeks ago with, again, recommendation to take aspirin to seek further cardiac evaluation, which she hasn't done. Was also asked to monitor her blood pressure, which she also hasn't done. States, they say she has, in view of symptoms, say she has trouble sleeping a couple times a week, but doesn't want to take any medications. Past history, ultrasound 11-1-23, with partial cardiac evaluation, without stress testing or event monitor recommended, without follow-up because unable to pay for services. Social family history, works in a casino and up in Livingston, and denied stress with work. Physical symptoms, no appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs cleared, auscultation, percussion, heart rate, rhythm without lungs to gallop, abdomen soft without again negative or tenderness, scans, back, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. EKG was performed. It showed some right ventricular hypertrophy and ST changes with evidence of possible myocardial infarction. Change from prior EKG. Discuss care with her son on the phone. Recommended cardiac evaluation and is not able to pay for testing, and recommended going to the emergency room for initiation of cardiac workup if possible, as necessary. Advised to monitor blood pressure and keep recording, also to buy a blood pressure cuff. Advised not to drive if she reported some dizziness while driving. Referred to another cardiologist, Dr. Klim, and we've used in the past, and see if he can maybe do a more thorough cardiac evaluation on this patient. The clinical impression, atypical chest pain, hypertension, and high lipid disease. Patient started on Crestor and also low dose metoprolol, low dose with advice to go to the emergency room as recommended above. Follow up in 1 or 2 weeks for further evaluation and further evaluation of blood pressure. Thank you, Dr. Halbadir.